Our dream is to build the network into a large enough network that we really own this particular space that we're in, this travel space that we're in.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of the show. Enjoy. Today's We Are LA Tech shout out goes to Juan Agarte. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right. Juan, thank you so much for championing We Are LA Tech and the LA Tech community. He is the product manager at the County of Riverside. Be sure to say hello to Juan on social, on LinkedIn, at J-U-A-N, last name, U-G-A-R-T-E. Juan, you're awesome. Tell Juan you found him via We Are LA Tech. Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community. So today was amazing. I got to interview, and this is not the episode you're going to be listening to, so you're going to have to stay tuned when this one comes up. But I got to interview a girl in tech, 6 years old, who is building robots and learning how to code. And she was amazing. Her name was Ella. And I just felt so grateful to be a part of her journey and excited to be the first, like, place she got celebrated publicly. And it was just awesome. So many thanks to her mom, Esther, for making it happen. Like, Ella was the coolest. And I just walked away feeling just like light and sparkly and so in touch with why I do the work that I do. I would love to hear, like, when you feel really energized and magnetic with the work that you do. Feel free to connect with me at Esprit Devora on Twitter, at Esprit Devora on Instagram. I'd love, love, love to hear your story of, like, when you feel lit up. All right, enjoy the next episode. Podcast spotlighting LA tech companies and talent. So excited for our next guest. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you.
Very exciting to have you on the show. Why don't we kick things off with you sharing a little bit about who you are and what you do?
So I am the CEO of Frequency Machine, which is a podcast production and distribution company in Los Angeles. So we make podcasts that are narrative, we make scripted fiction, we make travel podcasts, and we distribute widely to everywhere you find podcasts and also to platforms that are, you know, walled in like Spotify and Audible.
Now, Stacy, are you originally from LA?
I'm not. I'm originally from New York.
And so what inspired you to move to LA, and what area in LA did you pick?
So I live in Beverly Hills, originally in the film and television world. And so I came out to Los Angeles to be in the entertainment industry and ended up in tech.
And how did that happen?
So I got hired to create content for this amazing app called Detour. And Detour was a location-based audio app that put basically podcasts, map them to real world locations, and allowed you to have this amazing immersive experience because the story was location-based and it knew where you were the entire time. And in the process of doing that, we were working really closely with the engineering team, putting together this product that had all of this functionality to it and was really dynamic. And it was an amazing experience. And we came out of that realizing that, A, in audio, there was so much opportunity for storytelling, and it was just a fantastic medium. And we felt like we could sort of further that mission of tying people, bringing people into a place and allowing them to experience something wonderful.
Detour also in Los Angeles?
Detour was actually out of San Francisco. That's where they were headquartered. Detour is now a company. Detour itself was sold to Bose, and the it spun off a company called Descript, which we still work with, actually.
Descript is huge. I mean, just because I'm all things podcasting, can you just give us a little sampling of like what Descript is?
Yeah, Descript is amazing. First and foremost, it's a transcription tool. So it allows you to put your audio from anything into this AI processor, and it turns around a remarkably accurate transcription. And then you can edit that transcription. You can edit the audio within it by moving the words around within this tool. For us, we use it all the time. It really shortcuts a lot of our production process, because that's how we do all of our shows together.
In your career thus far, like, what is a huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
We raised a venture capital round for our company, and that
for Frequency Machine.
Yeah. And that was a really significant hurdle, because we are first and foremost a content company. And in general, it's quite hard to raise venture capital against something that's purely content that doesn't have that tech component already built in. And, you know, we would like to go that direction, but our immediate mission was to create really compelling content. So overcoming that hurdle was, first and foremost, it was a matter of confidence. It was saying, no, we actually really have something to offer. We have a unique point of view. We're coming at this with an expertise that we feel like can really offer something to this environment, and then believing that you can do it. And I think in particular for women, that is a big hurdle. And so that, you know, getting around that and getting to a place where we could confidently, you know, pitch the company, and that would mostly me confidently pitch the company.
Right.
And be able to get people to invest in us, you know.
And how much did you raise?
We raised $500,000 for our start as our seed round.
Can you share with me a little bit more about your experience raising capital?
Absolutely. So the hardest investor to get is always the first one, of course. Our first investor is Arlen Hamilton.
She's been on the show, and she is amazing.
She is amazing. Yeah, she's remarkable.
And Backstage Capital.
She's a fantastic cheerleader as well. I mean, she really believes in all of her portfolio companies. But having that, you know, one investor initially was really helpful, because you use that person to connect you with all kinds of other people. But the very first step is believing in your idea enough to be able to get that very first investor. So that was a really important step for us.
Let's shed a light on how you even got to connect with Arlen in the first place. What does that look like? How did you form that relationship? How did it come to be? What did you have to give Backstage Capital as a preliminary to even ignite the discussions?
Yeah. So there are two stories, I think, that I'll share with you that are very different ways in which we went about getting investment funding. And so the first was that, you know, for Arlen, somebody was able to connect me with her. And, you know, you hear that a lot, that's what you need, is somebody to be able to connect to you. But part of being able to get to that point is to talk to lots of people and find somebody who can make that connection for you. I had a hunch that Arlen would really be interested in this idea, because she really liked the medium of audio, you know, enjoyed that space. And she was on, you know, season whatever of Startup. I sort of targeted that idea for her as, this is somebody that might really resonate with what we're trying to do. And then the other story is, there's a, you know, venture firm out there called PodFund. And I had heard about them, and I just cold pitched them. And I said, this is who we are. This is why I think, you know, we would be a good fit for you. And that also worked. So there's, you know, I think there's no hard, fast rule, but you have to put yourself out there.
And is PodFund specifically focused on podcasting industry?
It is. Yeah. And it's actually specifically focused on people that are creating, as opposed to, you know, people that are building tools, because there are a lot of venture firms out there that are also, you know, funding the tool building companies, but people that are also creating content, there's not a whole lot of funders out there specifically geared for that.
Walk us through Frequency Machine. Who is your target audience, and what problems are you solving?
Our target audience is people that are curious, people that are inspired by travel, people that love to hear stories about the world, you know, people that are interested in that sort of premium level narrative storytelling that might be excited about watching, you know, something that Anthony Bourdain does or, you know, something of that genre. And, you know, that core demographic of people is where we really live, I think. And the problem that we're solving, we hope, is that in the audio, in the podcast space right now, there is very little out there for people that are interested in travel content at a premium level. There are a handful of travel podcasts out there that are travel logs, that are tips and tricks about how to use your airline miles, and all of that stuff is great, but it's not what we do. We're going to tell you a fascinating story about someplace in the world.
What is your dream vision for Frequency Machine? Like, what if you had your dream outcome scenario, you know, a year or a few years from now, what does that look like?
Our dream is to build the network into a large enough network that we really own this particular space that we're in, this travel space that we're in, and also be able to do, you know, other kinds of content that we really love. You know, we've got a true crime show and some other stuff out there that feel really passionate about. But to really build a travel brand of the company. And then, you know, at a certain point down the line, we're definitely open to acquisition. And that would be our ultimate goal.
And how many people are in your team now?
We have a small core team in Los Angeles, you know, maybe like half a dozen people. And then we have teams of people assigned to different shows around the world. So Passport is run out of Barcelona. So there's a team of about half a dozen people in Barcelona that produce that show. There's a team right now in Houston and in New York and here in LA. And that's how we get everything done.
How do you define success? Not only how do you define success, how's your definition of success changed throughout the years? Like earlier in your career, what was success? And then what is it now? So start with what is it now?
So for success today for us as a company that has investors, obviously we have some clear benchmarks that are going to qualify success. But I think being able to put our product out there into the world and have people appreciate it and get that kind of positive feedback and know that we have a place that we have carved out for ourselves, that is absolutely going to be success for us. For the three of us who founded Frequency Machine, being able to do this as our first venture that's our own and have people appreciate it and be able to accomplish what we set out to accomplish, which was to own this particular niche of content, that's going to absolutely be success for us.
And what was success earlier in your career?
Success earlier for me was being able to continually ladder up, you know, from where I was. So every time I was able to pull up to the next rung and to you know, be able to move up in my career, you know, that was what I was continually striving for.
It's interesting. So early on, success was more independent, like was more professional, like career driven, and then success later on became more organizational.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. I think that it's success now looks like more than just clearing the next hurdle.
It's more collective.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's more about being able to accomplish the goal that we set out to accomplish and create something that people are really excited about. Totally. And more so than being, more so than just saying, okay, so I made it to the next step in this career that I've chosen.
What LA Tech resources have you accessed that have helped you in the growth of a Frequency Machine?
When I was putting together, you know, the pitch deck for the company and working on raising venture capital, I went to a lot of these free seminars that Stubbs Alderson did with their pre-accelerator program.
Yes, Heidi. Shout out to Heidi. Yes. Yeah. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. And so the pre-accelerator itself was not right for us, was not a good fit for us as a company, but they do these, you know, they run this amazing program where they get fantastic people to come in and speak, and those people are always willing to share their time with you. And so I went to a lot of those, learned a whole lot of stuff, went up and talked to everybody that was there, all of the speakers, and would, you know, if they were willing to give me extra time, you know, if I could buy them coffee or if I could find some time to talk to them on the phone and get more advice, I did that.
I have a selfish question because Tools are my favorite thing. So what software, hardware, website, mobile app is your favorite? Is the bee's knees for you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Descript because we could not work without it right now.
I discovered Descript a few years ago at some conference, and I was like, what? This is, and it was before they even honed in on podcasting. I'm like, you guys got to do the podcasting thing. So yeah, Descript is a very cool tool that I think it's doing a whole podcasting. Their whole website is now podcasting. So yeah, it's exciting. Stacey, thank you so much. If there's one thing we could do to support you as a community, we have so many listeners. What would that ask be?
Go to your favorite podcast app, download Passport, subscribe, rate, review, listen to the show. Let me know what you think of the show. We are excited about all the feedback we're getting, and we're constantly trying to incorporate that into how we move forward.
Speaking of, where can people find you?
Frequencymachine.com is our website.
And on social and LinkedIn?
LinkedIn, you can always reach me at Stacey@frequencymachine.com.
And can you spell your name for anybody that wants to find you on LinkedIn?
Sure. Stacey Book, StaceyBook.
And for Passport, it's just PASSPORT. For social handles?
Yes.
You got the Passport. So, like, your social handles are Passport?
Our social handle is @PassportPodcast.
I was like, if you got just @Passport, that would be iconic. That would be insane.
It would be amazing.
One day, Stacey, one day we will finagle you to have the Passport social handle.
We'll buy it somewhere.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we end the interview?
I think one of the great things about Los Angeles and this community in Los Angeles is everybody is really interested in helping you, and the community is very close in tech, and you have some, you know, giant tech monoliths here. But outside of that, there's a lot of really great people who are very helpful. And if you just ask, you know, there's lots of advice to be had and lots of friends to be made and things like that.
I hear it so often how collaborative LA is as a tech community. It's really good to hear. Stacey, thank you so much for spending your time on the We Are LA Tech podcast to connect and collaborate with more awesome people in the LA tech community. Remember to go to the We Are LA Tech Facebook group at wearelatech.com/community, wearelatech.com/community. Say hello on social at We Are LA Tech on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. This is Stacey Book. I am the CEO and founder of Frequency Machine. We are a podcast network and distribution company based in Beverly Hills. And you are listening to We Are LA Tech.
Hi, this is Arlen Hamilton, author of It's About Damn Time, How to Turn Being Underestimated into Your Greatest Advantage. And you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
I feel so grateful I've had the privilege of getting an advanced copy of Arlen Hamilton's new book, It's About Damn Time. She is one of the most inspiring venture capitalists I've ever come across. Her story from having absolutely nothing and being completely broke to being one of the most influential venture capitalists in the world blows my mind. And her book is insanely well written. Right when I picked it up, I didn't want to put it down. She teaches me and us how to become the asset, how to be our best selves, and how to be a person that not only creates opportunity for ourselves, but creates an abundance of opportunity for others. I'm so proud to share her book with you, and I hope you'll pick it up. And I know for sure you'll be just as riveted as I was with each page you turned.
Get It's About Damn Time at itsaboutdamntime.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Community spotlight coordination by Sarah Tran.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.